Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news on Thursday, the 22nd of October. It's now 80, looking for a high today, pretty much what we had yesterday, 83. So the low 80s would be a safe bet for our forecast high today before some clouds start to move into the area tomorrow, bringing a 20% chance of rain Friday. Probably showers likely Friday night. And then the forecast keeps changing a little bit with a 60% chance of rain Saturday and even into Saturday evening. So could get a bit of a soaking here in the next 2 or 3 days, and certainly wouldn't hurt anything because things are very, very dry out there. Be careful if you do any outdoor burning. And again, the fire chief here in Fairfield discouraging anyone from burning leaves because a fire like that could get out of control really quickly. In our news this afternoon, following a two-day jury trial down in White County, an Evansville man has been found guilty of being in possession of a stolen vehicle. Martin A. Rich, 41, of Evansville, will be sentenced December the 21st on a Class 2 felony conviction. The verdict was returned yesterday afternoon in White County Circuit Court at Carmine. Now, according to the state's attorney, Mr. Denton Aud, the jury found Rich guilty of being in possession of a stolen 2002 Pontiac Grand Am. The vehicle had been stolen in June 28th of this year. Carmine City Police, on routine patrol, made the arrest after finding the vehicle at the Carmine Walmart. State's Attorney Aud called 6 witnesses during the two-day trial. Rich was represented by public defender Brian Schenkel. The jury deliberated for just 52 minutes before finding Rich guilty. The jury did find Rich not guilty of a charge of unlawful possession of a license plate, but again, sentencing set for December 21st. WFIW News, time 12:17.
Hey folks, this is Sandy from Gill Sales and Service. I'm here to tell you about the USA-made Speed Queen washers and dryers. If you don't want to give up your top-load washer, these machines are for you. They have full agitation and deep rinse, hot wash temperatures when needed, and the water spins out instead of pumping out at the end of the cycle. With full 3-year part and labor warranties, you can't beat these machines. Also included are 5-year motor and 10-year transmission warranties. What more can you ask for? Come on in and see us at Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield, to check them out.
Sisti Key Market takes pride in custom catering special events and parties. They serve great tasting entrees and delicious side dishes too that are sure to please. For casual events, try their meat, cheese, or veggie trays, finger foods, hors d'oeuvres, or order a cake or pie. Schedule your event by calling 673-2119. Sisti Key Market is independently owned. They accept major credit cards, Illinois link cards, and offer lottery sales. Sisti Key Market on the square in Sisti appreciates your business. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sundays, 8 to 1.
At the Watering Can in Albion, we're excited to announce our third annual Christmas Open House, November 6th and 7th. It all kicks off Friday at 8 a.m. Candlelight hours from 4 to 8 p.m. This year is a must-see, so mark your calendars. Refreshments and drawings for an evergreen wreath, electric candle, and Christmas table linens. This year is going to be a showstopper. Grab your friends and join the fun. It's the Can at its best, November 6th and 7th. See you there.
Integritas Emergency Physician Services is working with Clay County Hospital to provide an urgent care center in Flora. Now, the intention is for the center to be built on property adjacent to the Flora Walmart. The planned 8,000 square feet facility will operate with extended hours and will offer treatment, labs, and radiology. Clay County Hospital will provide the lab and x-ray services at the center, along with therapy services in the new Clay County Hospital Physical Therapy Center, which will include state-of-the-art physical therapy, speech therapy, and occupational therapy. After working with Clay County Hospital since February of this year by providing ER physician services, Dr. Doolittle, that's right, that's his name, Dr. Doolittle, the CEO of Integritas Emergency Physician Services, says he wants to work further with Clay County Hospital and the residents of the county to provide the much-needed service. Now, the planned urgent care center will be named Optimum Care and Clay County Hospital and will be co-located with the new Clay County Hospital Physical Therapy Center. Urgent care centers are popping up in many towns throughout the rural U.S. And in Illinois. Urgent care does not replace your primary care physician at all. An urgent care center is a convenient option when your regular doctor is on vacation or unable to offer a timely appointment. When illness strikes outside of regular physician office hours, urgent care offers a dependable, convenient alternative. In other news this afternoon, 23-year-old Jason D. Berger of McLeansboro was arrested early this morning on a charge of drunk driving. A Wayne County Sheriff deputy said he witnessed Mr. Berger's car cross the center line a couple of times on Illinois Route 15 near County Road 320 East about 12:40 this morning. Failing a number of field sobriety tests, Berger was taken to the county jail where he tested 0.170 on the state's breathalyzer. He was also cited for driving on a revoked license and improper lane usage. Charles E. Newman, 55, of Crossville, reports to the White County Sheriff's Department that somebody has stolen a black Huffy brand bicycle from his property. No value listed on that loss. Well, they had the big Witches Night Out event, and we've got the winners. The best cackle contest was won by Julie Hall, the lady with the witchiest broom, our friend Cheryl Holmes. Witchiest nose, how about Gina Spicer? Carrie Wick won the witchiest hair contest. Becky Stahl, the witchiest boots or shoes. Nancy Meir, best fingernails. She also won the scariest witch contest. The most glamorous witch award went to Maggie Kuntz. Most creative to Lisa Brown. The scariest hat, Lynn Shelton. Most glamorous hat, Chandra Reaver. And the most creative hat, Christine Goff. Congratulations to all those ladies, not the witches, but the ladies who were in the Witches Night Out promotion. WFIW News Time, 12:21.
Vaughn's Tire in Fairfield has the major brand of tires that you're looking for. Mastercraft Tires now have a $60 mail-in rebate, and the Nexen brand has free road hazard and roadside assistance for the life of the tire. Vaughn's are offering 24-hour service, and for the farmer, they have on-site service when you need it. Vaughn's Tire is located in Fairfield, south on Route 45, across from Casey's, or call 842-3500.
Choose a propane supplier that gives you a sense of security. Choose a locally owned and family operated company you know and trust. Choose Knapp Propane. You're connected to peace of mind when you're connected with Knapp Propane. Knapp offers all sizes of tanks for sale or lease, IPGA certified techs and delivery personnel, and competitive rates for your home, business, church, or farm. So call your propane connection, Knapp Propane, 678-2211. For more information, visit knappoil.com.
Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White says teenage driving deaths are down by nearly 60% in the state. The secretary kicked off National Teen Driver Safety Week by announcing that that is a new low since the state began the graduated driver's licensing program in 2008. Illinois Department of Transportation figures show there were 155 teen drivers killed in 2007. That number dropped to 66 last year, a 57% drop. The graduated driver's licensing program is designed to prepare novice teenage drivers by giving them more time to get experience behind the wheel under the supervision of a parent or guardian. Teenagers must earn their way to the next stage of driving by avoiding traffic convictions. The Illinois State Museum system is in danger of losing its national accreditation after the governor shut down some museums in the Springfield area due to the state's budget impasse. The American Alliance of Museums Accreditation Commission voted 7-0 Monday to put the museum system on probation. Accreditation Commission Chairman Bert Logan says there's grave concerns about the impact of the closure on the museum's long-term viability. The Illinois State Museum system has had accreditation from the Arlington, Virginia-based Alliance since 1972. The group recognizes museums that meet certain criteria for collections, staff, financial stability, and other areas. The governor said he closed the Springfield Museum and four satellite sites as part of his efforts to manage your state finances, while he and the legislature remained deadlocked over a state budget. North Side and Center Street schools will hold their parent-teacher conferences next Wednesday, the 28th, from 3 to 7 p.m., and Thursday, the 29th, from 3 to 6:30 p.m. School will then dismiss early both days. School will not be in session on Friday, October the 30th. Well, the Fairfield American Legion once again will be sponsoring their Halloween costume contest. The event, oddly enough, is set for Halloween, Saturday, October the 31st, a Saturday afternoon, 2 p.m., in the upstairs of the American Legion Post. They're going to be offering $600 in prize money. All this, of course, sponsored by the American Legion, Legion Auxiliary, and the Sons of the American Legion. It's time now to check the price of crude oil, which is brought to you by Steve Thompson. Steve is your country financial representative in West Salem. At the noon hour, December crude oil prices up only 3 cents per barrel, trading on the mercantile at $45.23. Crude oil prices fell yesterday. Local refineries dropped their offering 50 cents per barrel, and today they're paying $38.25 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. It is time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel. He's your Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 1001 Commerce Drive here in Fairfield at the noon hour. The Dow, check it out, up 300 points at 17,468. The Nasdaq's up 80 at 4,920. In local and area deaths, 60-year-old Bloomington resident George W. Luthy died at 8:02 Wednesday morning at his home. He'd worked the last 15 years in the insurance business, where he most recently started his own insurance reinspection business. He received his associate's degree in agricultural mechanics from Wabash Valley Junior College, his bachelor's in ag business economics from SIU Carbondale. And after college, he worked in seed production, including agricultural training in the Ukraine. He made numerous trips to the Dominican Republic and Niagara through his church. Survivors include his wife, Julie Luthy of Bloomington, a daughter, Lacey Dicer of Oswego, Illinois, a son, John Luthy of Downs, siblings, Roberta Brown of Indianapolis, James Luthy of Lawrenceville, Mike Luthy of West Salem, Margaret Jane Bringa of Waukesha, Wisconsin, and Robin Eckel of Noble. Also, four grandchildren, Jackson and Mackenzie Dicer, Avery Moody and Jens Luthy, and a number of nieces and nephews. A celebration of life service for George Luthy will be 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon at College Park Christian Church in Normal, Illinois. An additional celebration of life will be 2 p.m. Monday at Little Wabash United Methodist Church in West Salem. Cremation rites have been accorded, so an interment will be at Little Wabash Cemetery in West Salem. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Shriners Hospital or Barnes Jewish Hospital. The Kibler Brady Restman Memorial Home in Bloomington is assisting the family with those funeral arrangements. 85-year-old Carmi resident Lula M. Cox died Wednesday at Wabash Christian Retirement Center in Carmi. She'd worked as a sales clerk at Savemore and also at Della D. Fashions. Survivors include daughters Rosa Brown of Centerville, Virginia, Don Jordan of Carmi, Norma Rupp of Defiance, Missouri, a son, Donald E. Cox of Mount Vernon, Indiana, and several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Graveside services for Lula M. Cox will be 11 o'clock Friday morning at North Maple Ridge Cemetery in Carmi. There will be no visitation. Friends and family are asked to go directly to the cemetery. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home of Carmi is in charge of all the arrangements. Funeral services for Karen Rankin Bunting, 66 of Bone Gap, have been set for 1 o'clock Friday afternoon at Nails Funeral Home in Albion with burial in Springerton Cemetery. Visitation will be 11 a.m. till the time of service Friday at Nails Funeral Home in Albion. Graveside services for Joanne Hart, formerly of Dahlgren, will be 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Dahlgren Oddfellow Cemetery. Visitation will be 10 o'clock Saturday morning until the time of service at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren, which is in charge of all the arrangements. Funeral services for Leroy Venters, 86 of Ridgeway, Illinois, a native of Mill Shoals, will be 10 o'clock Saturday morning at the Cox and Son Funeral Home in Ridgeway, with burial in Jackson Cemetery near Ridgeway. Visitation will be Friday evening, 4 until 7, at the Cox and Son Funeral Home in Ridgeway. Funeral services for Betty Stull, a lifelong Wayne County resident, 85, will be 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Visitation is now till the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Burial will take place in Bailey Cemetery near Wayne City in lieu of flowers. Memorials may be made to the Wounded Warrior Project or disabled veterans. Funeral services for Norma E. Straub, 97 of Jeff, will be 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Burial will take place at Besto Cemetery in Jeff. Visitation will be 12 noon Saturday till the time of service 2 p.m. at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield in lieu of flowers. Memorials may be made to St. Jude's Children's Hospital, Jeff Outreach Ministries, or the Jeff Ruritan Club, and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Services for Carol Glenn, 58 of McLeansboro, will be 1 o'clock Thursday afternoon at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, burial in Crouch Cemetery at Belle Prairie. Memorials may be made to the charity of your choice and will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, but again, those services 1 o'clock this afternoon at Harry's in McLeansboro. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated daily. Well, folks, you've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center. WFIW News, time is 12:30.
What's cooking at Kincaid's? Fall outdoor cooking supplies, that's what. Quality outdoor patio stoves with 16 by 16 cooking surfaces and a wide range of flame control. This patio stove is designed for strength, function, and safety. And so is a 10-quart deep fryer with a basket. Prepare chili, chowder, deep fry, and more. Cooking outdoors is fun and easy when you visit the aisle entirely dedicated to outdoor cooking at Kincaid's in Fairfield. You won't find steel chainsaws in a big box store, but you will find steel chainsaws at your independent steel chainsaw dealer, Kincaid's in Fairfield. You can count on Kincaid's to give you a product demonstration, straight talk and genuine advice, and to offer expert on-site service and to stand behind the products they carry. You won't buy a steel chainsaw in a box, not even a big box. They come fully assembled at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Sunshine today, high of 81. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 55. 20% chance of rain Friday, high of 78. We're calling for about a 60% chance of rain Friday night. Same thing Saturday, high 73. Sunny Sunday and Monday, 65. Sunday, 67. Monday, and then a chance of showers returning Tuesday, high of 67. 83, the high yesterday. 56, our low this morning. And at 12:32 this afternoon under sunny skies, it's 80. For news, it's online. Anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.